Harper Audio presents Garden of Lamentations, a novel by Deborah Crombie, performed by Gerard Doyle. Chapter 1. She stood at the bus stop, shuffling her feet. It had been 12 minutes and still no bus. You'd think on bloody Kensington High Street on a Friday night you could get a freaking bus. This sucked. Not to mention the creepy guy in the hoodie and earpods who kept glancing at her when he thought she wasn't looking. She felt too exposed in her white filmy spring dress, and she hadn't even brought a cardigan to throw over her shoulders. What had she been thinking wearing the damn thing? Well, she knew what she'd been thinking. It was a gorgeous night, unseasonably warm, and she'd thought things would turn out differently. Deliberately, she turned her back on Hoodie and checked her mobile. No text, no missed call. It seemed she'd been wrong. And still no bus. Hoodie edged a little closer. That did it. She'd walk round the corner into Kensington Church Street and catch the 52. That way she wouldn't have to change at Notting Hill Gate. But it meant going back past the piano bar, and she didn't want to see them. She hurried, looking back once to make sure Hoodie hadn't followed. When she passed the club, music came thumping through the open first-floor windows. She ducked her head, as if that would make her invisible. When she'd stormed out, she'd half hoped someone would follow. But now she didn't want to talk to any of them. Not tonight. Maybe not ever. And Hugo. She was finished with him for good. She really was.